Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, as the case may be. You have found your way into the Lobster Pot, where we think about old-time religion. And by old-time religion, we mean the religion of the Blessed Virgin Mary. We mean the religion of the matriarchs and patriarchs and prophets, apostles, martyrs, confessors, and saints down through the ages, all of whom found favor with God and whose lives we seek to emulate in the best sense. It's the 24th of December, it's about noon, and I'm thinking about readings appointed for today. And the first of those readings that I have thought about is 2 Samuel chapter 7, where we have a very interesting prophecy. The chapter begins by David proposing that he build a house for the Lord, by which he means a temple, a place, a resting place for the Ark of the Covenant, which hitherto has been moving about in a tent, the tabernacle. And through Nathan the prophet, the Lord God says back to David, "Here's the deal, David. You will not build me a house. I'll build you a house." Now that's a play on words. He doesn't mean that he's going to build David a palace. He means that he is going to build a dynasty that is going to come from the loins of David. A dynasty as in the House of Windsor. Well, the last verse of the passage appointed for today, the 24th of December, is this. It's verse 16, chapter 7, 2 Samuel. "Your house and your kingdom will endure forever before me. Your throne will be established forever." Which, of course, raises the question. This is addressed to a human being, David. How does forever fit into the life of a human being? How can his kingdom, how can his throne endure forever? Well, it didn't take long before the Christian community exhibiting themselves in the New Testament connected the dots that the Messiah was prophesied to come by way of the house of David. And the Messiah, it turns out, is Jesus of Nazareth. It is he who will live forever. He is of the house of David. And therefore, David's throne, David's kingdom, David's house lives forever. The New Testament, as I said, is wanting us to hear that message. So the very first verse of the New Testament proposes that. It's Matthew chapter 1, verse 1. And it reads as follows. "A record of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David." Thus, Matthew, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, wants us to hear that Jesus is of the house of David. And you know that this is going to involve the journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem to be enrolled so that the prophecy about where he will be born in the town of David will all be fulfilled. Well, when we talk about prophecy, and I am, by the way, going to be speaking about that tonight at the Christmas Eve Eucharist. But when we talk about prophecy and the fulfillment of prophecy, what we're really talking about is providence. And providence is defined as God's massaging and managing history. Our personal history, our corporate history, our national history, and the history of the world. He is guiding it. So whatever the news may be today, and frankly for me it was not entirely all good news on the news, I am not, when it comes down to it, a citizen of Caesar's kingdom in the strictest sense of the word, but a citizen of the kingdom of God, which is shaped and molded, coming from a place and going to a place of which God approves. Genealogy, the genealogy of Jesus, is just one of the evidences of God's providence. Well, you have jumped into the Lobster Pot today, the Lobster Pot audio podcast, and I'm delighted you've come by, and I'd love to have you come back and visit again. In the meantime, I hope you have a blessed Christmas and New Year.